children through Pharaoh's hand, with their backs against the sea.
That was Backline Bluegrass with their song, I Need Thy Hand. And with that song, the first of 3 hours of Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg is now on the air. Yes, during this next 3 hours, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the Gospel of Jesus Christ in Bluegrass Gospel music. So let's get back into it. Here's Rhonda Vincent, and How Can You Refuse Him Now? This is Bluegrass Gospel.
There's a story, oh, that is all been told, of how our dear Savior died. As they nailed his hands, he cried, they don't understand. As the blood flowed from how can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? As he hung there on the tree, he prayed for you, he prayed for me. There was no one his path Father, for How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his son? With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can How can you refuse Jesus now?
Rhonda Vincent with her song, How Can You Refuse Him Now? Well, our next song will please those who are fans of Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. It's their hit bluegrass gospel recording of We'll Never Walk Alone.
Takes care to take care of all he calls his own. Though the enemy assails us, our God will never fail us. He knows when we're in trouble and we'll never walk. That kid, and I'll say those words just like my daddy did. He said, glory be to Jesus, 'cause I know that he sees us, and he takes care to take care of all he calls his own. Though the enemy assails us, our God will never fail us. He knows when we're in trouble and we'll never walk alone. He knows when we're in trouble and we'll never walk alone. Never walk alone.
That was Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver with We'll Never Walk Alone. I think it's safe to say that all of us Christians are very, very concerned with the direction that our country is taking these days. It just seems like every day this country is drawing further and further away from the Lord. Well, this next song is going to address that issue. It's by Williamson's Branch, and it's called If God Doesn't Bless America. Listen to it.
America's carved on a marble stone to honor those who sacrificed for the land that we call home. Now some say they are offended and God's name should be removed.
stand another day. Our fathers built this nation under God, then we better stay that way. Cause if we ban the name that's above all names, then the question lingers still. If God doesn't bless America, then who will? God bless the pilgrims when they sought to worship free, and his hand was on the colonists as they fought for liberty. He journeyed with the wagon trains and with our troops to distant shores. But some say we just don't need him anymore. But if God doesn't bless America, we won't stand another day. Our fathers built this nation under God, then we better stay that way. Cause if we ban the name that's above all names, then the question lingers still. If God doesn't bless America, skies. He healed our land when he heard our desperate cries. He's given wealth and peace and industry, deliverance from our enemies. Now we need to come back to him on our knees. Cause if God doesn't bless America, we won't stand another day. Our fathers built this nation under God, and we better stay that way. Cause if we ban the name that's above all names, then the question lingers still. If God doesn't bless America, who will?
God bless America, my home sweet home.
Max Licato here with a thought about prayer. Why is it so much easier to talk about prayer than it is to pray? What Jesus thought of doing and what humanly he seemed able to do were separated by an impossible gulf. So you know what he did? He prayed. We don't know what Jesus prayed about. He may have prayed for the impossible to happen. Perhaps he didn't pray for anything. Maybe he just stood quietly in the presence of his Father. Maybe it just felt good to be home again. Maybe the Lord lifted his head out of the confusion of earth, hearing the solution from heaven. Perhaps he was reminded that hard hearts don't faze the Father, that problem people don't disturb him. But what is important is that whenever he had trouble, he prayed. Let's recommit ourselves to not just talking about prayer, but to really talking to God.
Thank you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound of friends and family gathered round. That old hymn book passed around for hours on end. The vision of heaven those writers had seen, it is well with my soul, forever will ring. God gave them songs like those for days like these. Songs like those.
Songs like those.
For days like these.
Days like these.
Whether I'm high on a mountaintop or down on my knees, a hymn to lift my spirit up or sing.
That was by the Chigger Hill Boys and Terry, and Songs for Those for Days Like These. Up next, the group Southern Raised with their hit song on the gospel music, bluegrass gospel music charts. It's entitled Wannabe.
Be smart. Some wanna be perfect. Some wanna be powerful figures who crave our respect in this life. I wanna be a world changer. I wanna be a difference maker. I wanna share the love of God and what He did for me. Share the love of God and what He did for me. Whoa, whoa. Be a friend to the friendless. One.
That was the song Wanna Be by Southern Raised. Our next song on Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg comes from the King James Boys. It's called Super Water. That was from the King James Boys, a song entitled Super Water. Well, I think it's safe to say that all of us have some difficult times in life when it just seems like storms blow up and really toss us like the waves on the sea. Well, this next song addresses that issue. It's from a group called Heaven's Mountain Band, and it's When the Storm is in My Path.
this race. I'm in the path of a storm. So I talked it all over with the captain, and he's assured me that I'll suffer no harm. He said I left a set of footprints on the water. This is not his first crossing, and it won't be his last. Not one on board has he failed yet. I trust the captain of the ship. I'm safe with him when the storm is in my path. Should I look through my own eyes, fear arises, lest I forget he is ever by my side. When he says, peace be still, I hear the silence. I'm still on course, another storm has passed me by. He said I left a set of footprints on the water. This is not his first crossing, and it won't be his last. Not one on board has he failed yet. I trust the captain of the ship. I'm safe with him when the storm is in my path. Not one on board has he failed yet. I trust the captain of the ship. I'm safe with him when the storm is in my path.
You're listening to Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg, a radio ministry of Gospel Time Ministries, Incorporated. We depend upon your prayers and financial help to stay on the air and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to Bluegrass Gospel, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
I am on that heavenward road, traveling to a glorious home, built by nail mark hands of Christ, my wonderful King. Traveling by day and traveling by night, guiding my steps by heaven's pure light. Soon I'll leave this old dark world, sweet joy it will bring. There's been times I've faltered and failed, by old Satan often assailed, but my Lord with outstretched hands will steady my soul. Many times tired and often I'm down, traveling with hope toward heaven's new ground. All my travels now I make with Christ in control.
I'm traveling upward,
traveling up
to the glorious land.
Glorious land, sweet living forever,
living forever.
Through the ages we'll span,
ages we'll span. Christ made a great promise,
made a great promise.
His promises stand,
his promises stand.
That road's been paid for by the marks in his hands.
On that road there's safety and help, by our God's power bountifully kept. We will keep the faith and praise God all of the way. Wicked men scheme and try to deceive,
But that love-bought road will not leave. With God's help from this great road, we never will stray.
I'm traveling upward,
traveling up
to the glorious land.
Glorious land, sweet living forever.
Living forever.
The ages will span.
Ages will span. Christ made a great promise.
Made a great promise.
His promises stand.
His promises stand.
That road's been paid for.
Marks in his hands.
Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, and By the Marks in His Hands. Now here's one from the Rochesters. It's called Don't Look Back.
Well, the Bible tells a story, and I'm sure you've all heard of Sodom and Gomorrah, and how God gave Lot his word that he would spare his family from the awful day of wrath if they would flee that wicked city and don't look back. Now the Lord had sent two angels to take Lot's family away from the destruction that town was gonna see. They said, don't look behind you as you leave this dreaded place. But that request turned out to be more than Lot's wife could take. She couldn't bear to turn her back on all those things she had. So she traded off a lifetime for a memory that didn't last. Don't look back, it ain't worth what you'll be paying. There's nothing that you're gonna find back there worth taking. Keep moving on, my friend. Forget about where you've been. Learn to listen and leave behind the past. And don't look back. Be careful as they live from day to day, 'cause every now and then we feel like getting back the other way. All those memories from the old life aren't easy to forget, and before you know they'll have you making choices you'll regret. Just remember all the damage just one look can do, 'cause if you wanna keep moving forward, you better make sure that you don't look back. It ain't worth what you'll be paying. There's nothing that you're gonna find back there worth taking. Keep moving on, my friend. Forget about where you've been. Learn to listen and leave behind the past. Don't look back. Oh, keep moving on, my friend. Forget about where you've been. Learn to listen.
Learn to listen. Learn to listen.
And leave behind the past. And don't look back.
Music by the Rochesters, the song Don't Look Back. Well, up next here on Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg, we're going to listen to a former number one song on the charts of bluegrass gospel music. It's from Little Roy and Lizzie. It's called The Church Bell.
When Sunday came, they rang the bell inside the little church. It echoed through the hills for all. Folks, they came a-calling when they heard the clanging sound. A happy celebration had begun. Tommy Jack, the preacher's son, raised in Sunday school, His homesick heart was pounding as the station came in view. His duty done, the war was at an end. Ring loud, church bell. Gather round and see what's going on. Ring loud the big church bell. Another soldier made it home.
Little Roy and Lizzie, and that's their song, The Church Bell. Well, you folks tell me that you really enjoy the old hymns, and so that's what's up next. The grand old hymn, The Old Rugged Cross, done for us today by Willie Wells and his group Blue Ridge Mountain Grass. Let's listen to it.
Far away, where his glory flows. trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a
Amazing Ellen, who will attempt to put out this small campfire using this pail of clear liquid.
So I'm going to illustrate how to properly put out a campfire?
No, Ellen. The campfire represents someone who is angry. You're going to illustrate the wrong way to handle an angry person.
Oh, okay.
And action!
Okay, kids. Remember, when putting out a fire, pour the water directly on the... Whoa! Guys! Major fire here! What do I do?
Use more liquid, Ellen.
Okay! This ain't helping!
That's right, Alan. When we answer an angry person harshly, it's like pouring gasoline on a fire.
This is gasoline?
The Bible says a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. When dealing with someone who is angry, we need to be gentle and answer with patience and kindness.
Oh, I get it. But was it really necessary to burn off my eyebrows to make this point, guys?
A message from Lifeline Productions.
Out on the perilous deep, where danger silently creeps and storm so violently sweep, you're drifting too far from the shore, drifting from the shore, you're drifting too far from the peaceful shore. Come to Jesus today, let Him show you the way. You're drifting too far from the shore. Today the tempest rolls high and clouds o'ershadow the sky. Sure death is hovering nigh. You're drifting too far from the shore.
Drifting too far from the shore, from the shore. You're drifting too far from the peaceful shore. Come to Jesus today, let Him show you the way.
Smiley and the Bluegrass Cut-Ups and Drifting Too Far from the Shore. Here's one now from Carl Story, Somebody Touched Me.
While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying,
somebody touched me.
While I was praying,
somebody touched me. Bless me in the hand of our Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of our Lord.
While I was sleeping,
somebody touched me.
While I was sleeping,
somebody touched me.
While I was sleeping,
somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of our Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of our Lord.
Carl Story and Somebody Touched Me. Well, my dear wife Pat died in June of 2017. It's been a real big adjustment for me, but there's one consolation I have. I know where she's at. And this song coming up next, I think, really blesses me. Maybe it'll bless you too if you have lost a loved one recently. It's by Darren and Brooke Aldridge. Heaven Just Got Sweeter for You. Listen to it.
Today was the day his fight's finally over. It's hard to let go of that hand you've been holding. The same one that picked you right up every time you fell down. He said, I know where I'm going, and because of his faith, there's comfort in knowing that through all the heartache and tears, you're crying right now. Heaven just got sweeter for you. The one you love, love Jesus too. No suffering or pain, now he's in that place where all things are new. Even though you're hurting like this, he knows you know where he is. And someday he'll come running when you get there too. Heaven just got sweet for you. It's natural to grieve and you feel your heart breaking, but for those who believe, the loved ones are waiting. Hold on to God's promise that death is never the end. Say goodbye at that old cemetery for the saint that you've lost. That grave's temporary, he's already home and longing to see you again. Heaven just got sweeter for you. The one you love, love Jesus too. No more suffering or pain.
Barron and Brooke Aldridge, and Heaven Just Got Sweeter for You. Well, our time for hour number one of Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg is about to expire. Don't go away now, folks. I still have two more hours of this kind of music to play for you. And we're going to work our way up to the top of the hour, as we usually do, with some bluegrass instrumental bluegrass gospel music. But while we're doing this, this gives you a chance to get on the telephone, call some friends and neighbors, and encourage them to tune in to our program. Tell them where they can find it on the radio dial, so they'll be listening too when we start hour number two. I'd also like to encourage you to send a little note to the radio station thanking them for putting Bluegrass Gospel on the air. And I'd like to hear from you. My mailing address is Bluegrass Gospel, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. I hope to hear from you real soon. Okay, let's get up to the top of the hour with the music now. And again, don't go away. I'll be back very shortly with hour number two of Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg.